Hello, it's just me. Yeah, I know your daughter isn't home yet. We're supposed to study tonight, though. Do you mind if I wait inside? I know it could be a while, but we could talk, you know, if you're not too busy. Great. We haven't really had a nice talk in a long time, have we? I miss it. Yeah, I brought coffee for me and for your daughter. We're probably going to be up late. Exams are coming soon. Ugh. Oh, the third coffee? Well, that's for you, sir. Oh, come on, don't act so shocked. I've made you coffee, tea, even dinner. I mean, I've been friends with your daughter since, well, like forever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, I consider you family. And while we might be studying late, I knew you'd probably be working, so I bought you a coffee too. Oh, come on, who are you talking to here? Do you really think I'd let them adulterate your pure black as midnight on a moonless night roast with milk or sugar? See, it's good, right? It's from that new place down the road, better than that chain rubbish. Anyway, I guess we share that in common. We both have good taste. Do you mind if I ask you a bit of a weird question? Was there ever a time when you thought that things wouldn't work out with your wife? I'm sorry, I know how inappropriate that must sound. It's just that Mum and Dad are going through some stuff right now. No, I think they're going to work it out. I hope so. With what they've both been through, they deserve to be happy together, don't you think? Oh, I guess you wouldn't know. It's not like anyone announced it or anything. Mum's not drinking anymore. Yep, sober for 6 months now. Shocking, right? You guys don't exactly talk with my parents, so I'm not surprised you didn't know, but it's been incredible. I wish you would have done it sooner, but I'm glad my little brother is going to grow up with more of a mum. She's already been so much more present and caring. She's trying really hard to make things right with my dad and to be a good mum to us. I've never seen her so serious about anything. I mean, I can't read her mind, but it just seems like she has so much guilt weighing her down. I know that she did some things, some really bad things when she was at her lowest. I can't imagine what it must be like to live with secrets like that. Some things you can't ever truly put behind you, you know? They just follow you around, reminding you of your sins forever. Anyway, you guys never said anything, but you and your wife always took me in, no questions asked, whenever things got bad at my house. And I'm really grateful for that. You have no idea. Your wife especially has been a godsend. She's just so kind, you know? Just a welcoming a strange girl into her home and treating her like her daughter. I really don't have enough good things to say about her. And your daughter has just been an amazing best friend. Actually, she's been more like a sister than a friend to me. We've been there for each other though. Well, through all kinds of things. Breakups and drama and, well, you know, more serious stuff. Or even thinking of going to the same college. We just feel so close, you know? Like we were meant to be in each other's lives. Sometimes I feel resentful of her. No, nothing like that. I love her. I envy what she had growing up. Still, she shared everything with me. I love her for it. Do you want to hear something kind of naughty? Do you know what your daughter and I get up to in her room sometimes? I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. We're two healthy young women. We find each other attractive, sexy even. We've got pretty hot and heavy while we're supposed to have been studying. Well, at least we learn some things about ourselves. I know what your daughter needs to feel and hear to come, for example. Oh, now you don't want to hear about it. Even though I can clearly see your interest about to burst out of your pants. Inappropriate. Moi. I guess I am being inappropriate. But I think I'm owed a little inappropriateness, don't you? I mean, I knew on some level what my mum was like when she was drunk. I was a child, but I wasn't blind. I saw how disgustingly she acted. I saw her flirting with guys who just wanted to fuck her and use her and laugh at her afterwards. God, I'll never touch a drop of this stuff as long as I live. I don't even smoke weed. I've tried so hard to be good, you know? Straight A's, no absences, no sneaking out of school. Not only for myself either. I wanted to make my father proud. I wanted him to see me and realise that I wasn't like his wife. I wasn't my mother. But I guess in some ways, I'm more like my mum than I thought I'd be. We share similar taste in men, for example. Did you know that I've had a crush on you since, like, forever? It was small at first. You were like a second dad, a cool uncle. But you were also so calm when I was upset. You listened to me when I cried. You had time when my dad had to work late or go drag my mum out of some ditch. You hugged me and told me things would be okay, and they were. And then I got older and started having a thing for older guys. No big deal, I guess. Pretty common. And then I saw you, seeing me, and that changed things. That changed me. Oh, come on, don't get all apologetic now. There's nothing wrong with looking respectfully, and let's face it, you glanced and appreciated my body. You didn't leer or make me feel uncomfortable. If anything, I just got so fucking wet and flustered every time I saw you checking out my ass or my tits. I was like, how could he be interested in an ugly little thing like me? And the way you looked away when I caught you was so cute. You obviously felt so guilty at noticing how hot I was getting. If only I'd known why at the time. No, we can't stop talking about this now. We're just getting to the good part, aren't we? Come on, are you going to keep playing this game where you pretend not to know what I'm talking about? I mean, kudos to you for not getting angry. I've been trying really hard to provoke you, but really, I thought you were different. Different than the other men who fucked my mum. I see the way you look at her. It's the same way boys at school look at me after I fucked them and want nothing to do with them. Oh, save it. I don't want to hear your excuses. I look nothing like my little brother, and fuck this. I'm not explaining myself to you. You washed your hands of being the responsible adult a long time ago when you let another man raise your daughter. Now take your cock out and fuck me in all the ways I know you want to fuck me, and be the daddy I've always needed. You heard me. You're going to fuck me right here in your living room, and you're going to be thorough about it. You're going to fuck me hard. You're going to come inside me while you look into my eyes. You're going to leave me sore and aching for days. And then your other daughter is going to get home, and we're going to go upstairs to study, and you're going to make us some of your wonderful hot chocolate, and everything's going to be just fucking fine. It's not all bad. I know you still think my mum is hot. Well, you're never fucking touching her again. You're just a regret to her anyway. I'm as close as you get. But I'm better, aren't I? I'm younger and hotter and probably even a bit crazier by now. And I'm so fucking forbidden. I mean, your other daughter is hot too, but you'd never get a chance to fuck her. Even if you did, you wouldn't get away with it. But I'm right here and I'm willing, and I will never tell a soul. I'm wet for you, and your cock doesn't even care that it's fucking made me. if you don't want to get caught, then you better hurry the fuck up then. Which do you think would be worse for you? Fucking your secret daughter and getting to come inside her, or her tearfully explaining to your other daughter and your wife that she's your secret love child? Do you really think they'd have anything to do with you after that, beyond extracting a huge divorce settlement? So, make up your mind. Fuck me, or I fuck you. And I assure you, I will fuck you harder than you could ever fuck me. Good. Because as sick as this is, I have always wanted you. And I don't even know how to say this. I care about you. I think you care about me too. I hate myself for it, but it's true. So take off my shirt. Do it, you fucking coward. There. There, you like them, right? You've wanted to see them ever since I got them. Touch them. Go ahead. Grab my fucking tits, Daddy. I want you to. I need you to. Oh. Oh, God, that feels so good. You really know how to touch a woman, don't you? Unbutton my jeans. God damn it, just do it. I can't wait any longer. Yes, I've been thinking about this all day, and I've just been... Oh, fuck. That's it. Do it slow. There. You can see for yourself. My panties are fucking soaked. I wore them just for you, Daddy. Do you like them? They hug my hips and just barely cover my little pussy. Good. Take them off. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. I can't believe you're finally doing this. Let me get on my knees. You like that, right? You like having girls on their knees? Did my mum do this for you? Did she take your cock out and suck it like this? Wow, you taste good, Daddy. You like it when I call you that? No. Well, your cock twitched. I think he disagrees with you. So I think when we're alone, I'll keep calling you Daddy. You can call me whatever you want. I'd love to be your special little girl someday, but I think you're going to be too resentful of me for that. Of what I represent. But you don't have to be nice. You could call me slut or whore. That would turn me on too. I want to be my daddy's whore. I've always wanted it, just like my mother. So just take all your stress out on me, Daddy. Yeah, fuck my mouth. Oh, get into it. Fuck my mouth harder. Hurt me. Oh, I need you to fuck me, Daddy. I need your cum in me. No, it has to be now, Daddy. I don't want either of us to back out. There's no changing your mind anymore. Right here on the couch is fine. Don't worry about making it good for me. Just take your cock and use it like a weapon. Like I've been a bad little girl. And you're my daddy, and it's only right that you punish me with it. I'm just going to lay down. Get on top of me, Daddy. That's it. Now just shove it inside me. No hesitation, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, that was perfect. Oh, I'm wet and ready and it still hurt like a motherfucker. Oh, motherfucker, the irony. Now fuck me, Daddy. Oh, tell me I'm your little slut. that I'm your only slut. Oh, that I'm the fucking trash on the side. Oh, the dumb little whore who will do all the things that your wife would never do. Oh, that's right. Oh, she's such a good woman. Just like your other daughter is a good girl. Oh, not like me. Oh, I'm a mistake. I'm the useless little fuck toy who daddy gets to use however he sees fit. Oh, you can do anything you want to me, just so long as you never stop doing it. Oh, I don't care if you pull my hair or slap me. Oh, I don't give a fuck if you leave bruises or make it so I have trouble walking. I don't care if you choke me out. I just want you to fucking love me. Love me, Daddy, please. Please don't abandon me again. I'll be so good, I will, I promise. Oh, you could have my ass, Daddy, you'd be the first. Oh, you could take pictures of me smiling, covered in your cum. Oh, get a little tattoo anywhere you want. Daddy's little girl, yeah, just for you. I'll wear anything for you. I'll be so slutty and I'll get sloppy drunk if it turns you on. Oh, I'll pretend to be my mum. Would you like that, Daddy? I'll do anything for you. So please, Daddy, please just show me you love me. Oh, come in me. Oh, yeah, like that. Oh, fuck. Keep fucking me like that. Oh, yes. Yes, Daddy, make me come. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, wow. That was... I've never been fucked like that before. Ever. No, I mean it. I haven't ever come that hard. And you came a lot. Maybe you need me more than I thought. I can't wait until we fuck again. I bet you'll have time to think about how it was your poor decision to abandon me that got you into this. You'll be so fucking angry. You'll hurt me and I'll come for you and love you even more. I'm sorry. Did you just tell me that you think that we shouldn't do this again? Are you kidding? I finally have things the way I want them. I have one good man to be my father and one bad man to be my daddy. Do you want to know when this ends? Never. This will never end. You're going to fuck me anytime I want and anytime you want. You're going to make me cry with how rough you are with me. You're going to make me beg for your cock. You're going to lose control and choke me. And each time when you're done, you're going to die a little inside. You're going to hate yourself. You're going to wonder what kind of fucking monster can do this to his own daughter and then go home and look his wife and other daughter in the eye. And you're going to do it for as long as I want you to. Or until you finally decide to kill me because I won't settle for anything less than my daddy. Now get dressed. My sister is on her way home by now. We don't want to ruin this thing just when we started, do we? Ah, this was good for you, right? I mean, did I do okay? I want to suck you and fuck you so good, Daddy. I want to be your side piece, but I want to be your only side piece. Oh, yay. That makes me really happy. I promise you, Daddy, I'll just get better. Oh, hey. Welcome home, girl. I bought you coffee. You ready to study? Great. Oh, no worries. Yeah, I was just telling your dad how much I appreciated you guys making me a part of your family.